Hallelujah. 5分钟以前我觉得很惊奇。 因为本来是定的是Bob今天晚上讲信息， 5分钟以前他才知道该他讲。
So, I was going to prepare tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for the message.
明天早上5点钟我要起来再预备信息。
So praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We've just come, as you know, many of you. How many of you were at the Come Forth, my Chinese guy? Wow, praise the Lord.
蛮多的，赞美主。
So many of your hearts are already deeply connected to the bridal message. And sorry.
我们中间好多人因着这个前面的特会，心已经跟主连接了，是吗？
And so we just want to go deeper into that theme of what does it mean to actually be a bride.
所以我们来做心腹这个题目再来近身的讲。
This is not a message for women only.
这不只是为姐妹的信息。
This is not about you men having to put on a pretty white dress.
不是说我们穿一件漂亮的衣服。
What? This is about the lover of your soul.
这是我们灵魂的爱人。
This is about covenant love that has nothing to do with our gender.
这是我们跟性别没有关系的，这是我们立约的爱。
And so, I guess the first question is, before we talk about us as a bride, our whole identity is defined by who is this Jewish man that we're marrying.
就是在我们确定自己心腹身份以前，我们的这个自己的身份意识，就是要来更多的认识这个犹太人，就是我们要去嫁的这个犹太人，他的身份，他是谁？
Apart from an understanding of who it is we're marrying, being a bride is just a poetic thing to say, but it doesn't direct our life's choices, does it? Until we understand who the bridegroom is, we really can't be a bride except to use some fancy poetic words about it.
除非我们真实的知道他是谁，否则做他的心腹只是一个好听的名词而已。
And so from the very beginning of creation,
从创世开始,
we saw a marriage was the first covenant that God created.
我们看到神首先创立婚姻。
Actually, I'm wrong. That was the second covenant that God created.
那个婚约其实是第二个约，是神设立的第二个约。
Does anyone remember what was the first covenant before marriage?
在立婚约以前，神先立了哪个约？有谁知道吗？
He made a covenant with the calendar.
他立了这个日期的这个约。
In fact, he invented the calendar.
事实上，神创造了这个日历日期。
And he decided that the sun would, you know, morning and evening, the first day, morning and evening, the second day. He created day and night.
是他设立了这个白天晚上这个日头的这个规律。
And where did the world get this idea that a week has 7 days?
不然世界怎么知道一个星期有七天?
Was that just one culture just made that up and everybody goes, okay, that works for me?
只是一种文化这样设立，然后所有全世界的人都这样认同吗？
No.
不是的。
The Creator God invented a 7-day week.
是创造者，是主自己设立了一个星期的七天的日历。
It doesn't matter if all the people in the world honor God for being the author of the calendar. Even if they don't, he's still the author.
不管世上的人承认不承认，这个日历日期是创造主所设立的，他依然是他设立的。
In fact, we live in a world full of broken people and broken nations that do not honor Creator God for just about anything that we enjoy, including the calendar.
事实上，我们生活在这样破碎的世界、破碎的国家，很多的人是不来承认创造主，包括这个他所创造的一切，包括这个日历的规律。
How many of you know we're moving swiftly towards the day when every island, every nation, every knee will bow and give honor to the one who gave us all that we have?
但是我们知道吗？我们已经趋近于就是万国万民都要来向这个创造主来跪拜，他是创造给予我们一切的主。
And so the first covenant he made was a covenant with the seventh day.
所以第一个约他设立的就是这个一星期七天的这个日历。
He created everything that is seen in the heavens and on the earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested from his work.
所以前面六天他创造了海天地宇宙万物，第七天他就进入安息。
Now, did he rest because he was tired?
他进入安息是因为他累了吗？
It's pretty hard to create the heavens and the earth.
是不是创造天地让他很累啊？
However, in Hebrew, there's two completely different words for rest.
在希伯来文对安息这个词有两个词表达。
Aren't you glad?
我们高兴知道吗？
One word is the word that when Noah sent the dove out of the ark to see if there might be some dry land, it said she could find no place for her feet to rest.
一个词就是当挪亚放出船上的那只鸽子去看看有没有干地来歇息的时候的那个鸽子，它能不能找到地方来歇的那个词。
That's the word Noach, which means I'm tired, I need to rest.
Noach.
Noach.
就是那个词，就是有没有地方让我可以歇脚。
In fact, the man we call Noah, like Noah's Ark, his name is Noach in Hebrew, which means rest or comfort or rest.
所以你看，刚好挪亚方舟的挪亚的这个名字，就是找到一个安息可以歇脚的地方，同一个词。
So one word that really means I'm tired, I need to rest is Noach, but that's not the word used in the Genesis account of the seventh day.
所以这个安息这个词就是找到歇脚的地方，但是这不是神在第七天安息的那一个词。
That word in Hebrew is called Shabbat.
神的安息那个词是 Shabbat.
Shabbat is a verb.That doesn't mean you're tired.
那是也是一个动词，但是不是说你累了。
Shabbat means in English, cease and desist from whatever it was you were doing.
在英语里就是停止你手里所做的工，不管你在做什么。
It's the pleasure of stopping.
就是很就是很开心的停下来。
There's a moment to stop and breathe and enjoy one another.
有一个时间我们要歇息下来，来深呼吸，来彼此享受。
That's what Shabbat meant to God when it said he rested from his labors.
所以当神说他息了他的工，他是这个 Shabbat 这个安息的意思。
He had just created such an unimaginable treasure of beauty in the heavens, the stars, the earth, the sea, the fish. We could talk all night about what his eyes could enjoy.
所以他刚刚在六天里创造了宇宙万物这么多美好的东西。
And out of all of the treasures he made in 6 days, the one that gave his heart the most joy and delight was men and women on the earth, his son and his daughter.
他刚刚创造了这么多美好的东西，但是最能使他心愉悦的就是他所创造的男人和女人，他的儿子。
Everything else he said was good.
其他所创造他都说很好。
But when he made men and women, he said, we were very good.
当他创造了人以后，他就说甚好。
How many of you know God is a master of understatement? In other words, he says it in a very small, simple phrase that doesn't do justice to how good he made us.
神只是用非常简短的这个词语来描述，并没有过度的夸张，是用很简短的词。
And so his first covenant,was to rest and have a day of us enjoying each other on the seventh day. That was the first covenant called Shabbat.
所以这个安息日第一个约就是他要跟我们立这样一个约，在第七天要进入安息。
And the second covenant was the marriage between one man and one woman, an eternal bond.
所以他所设立的第二个约就是一个男人和一个女人用婚约的方式进入永远彼此的这个相属。
AndWe're going to have to fast forward through history or we're going to be here like all night.
我们来快点看一下历史。
So, you know that men fell from obedience and fell into sin and everything was corrupted and twisted and broken.
我们知道人类堕落以后很多东西都被扭曲了，都被有这个罪的印记被扭曲被毁坏。
And you know that things got so bad that God actually had to flood and destroy the earth, destroy all living creatures that had the breath of air in their nostrils, and all but eight people were destroyed.
后来整个世界遭到一个状况，神就用洪水灭掉世界，啊，只除了这个挪亚一家的八口。
And Noah was given the chance to start over in producing children and populating a washed, empty earth.
挪亚就有机会能够重新开始，在这个被洪水洗过的地上重新开始。
But how many of you know that in just a few short generations, wickedness and violence and perversion and idolatry just covered the earth all over again?
但是才短短几代之后，一切的罪恶、淫乱、污秽又充满了全地。
Well, what was God going to do now? Because He promised He would never flood the earth again, so we had a problem.
那神现在怎么办呢？因为他承诺过挪亚不再用洪水灭掉世界。
And so He began to develop a lineage or a genealogy of someone who would be born who would reverse the curse.
所以他就要来创立一个新的一个血统的一代，要来把这个咒诅翻转过来。
And he began to teach man his ways through this righteous lineage.
他就从这个新的这一支，他要重新开始把他的这个作为他的这个旨意来交给这一支的人。
I feel it's really important. You may think, well, we already know all this history, but the thing is, we have to know who we're marrying, and history is a part of his character.
我们大家可能觉得对历史很熟悉，但是我们依然要来熟悉这个背景。
And so Noah had three sons, and the son that God chose to be the great, 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 you know, father of this righteous one was Shem.
那挪亚有三个儿子，但是神在这三个人中间选择了闪这一支来成为他的拣选的那一支。
And about four generations from Shem, God called a man whose name was Avram from the land of Ur of the Chaldees, which is modern-day Iraq. Avram is Abraham, but his name was Avram before that.
所以那个闪的第四代孙神就拣选了那个亚兰。就是亚伯拉罕。
So turn to Genesis 12.
我们翻到创世纪十二章。
Now remember, at the time of Avram, there were no Jews and no Gentiles. Everyone was just a son of someone.
在那个时代，我们要知道还没有犹太人和外邦人，因为每个人那个时候还没有分别。
Now remember that the world was full of idolatry. Everyone worshipped little statues. That represented some part of nature that they needed to control.
那个时候，全地充满了淫乱和拜偶像，所以大家都在拜各种的雕刻出来的偶像。
No one called on the name of the one true invisible creator God.
那个时候还没有人来拜这位创造天地不可见的真神。
If a woman couldn't get pregnant, there was a fertility idol that would help her have a baby.
如果有女子不生育的话，就有生育的那个神，那个偶像来帮助她生育。
If the land wasn't producing grain or fruit, there was an idol who you could pray for the fertility of the crops and for the rain to come down.
如果那个土地不丰收的话，就有这个管丰收的神来这方面让人来拜，就是让土地丰收。
And it just went on and on and on with these false gods.
这种偶像假神很多很多。
And Abraham's father was an idol worshipper too.
连亚伯兰自己的父亲也是拜偶像的。
And in Genesis 12, the Lord visits this man, Abraham.
创世纪十二章，神就来拜访亚伯兰。
It doesn't say why God picked this man to become the father of all the bride of all the nations of His Son Yeshua.
圣经里没有说神为什么会选择亚伯兰这个人要成为万族万民他的心腹的这个祖先。
You could go to seminary and you could hear all kinds of theological arguments about whether God chose Abraham just because, like for no reason except God chose him. That's one argument.
你可能会听到一些神学观点说，神选择亚伯兰是因为什么什么样的原因，会有这样的一些争论。
I'll tell you what I believe.
我告诉你我是怎么想的。
I believe he saw the yes in Abraham's heart before he was born.
我相信神在亚伯兰出生以前就看到他心里对神的那个事。
In fact, every bride that will end up at that wedding table with the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe the Lord saw the yes in our heart before the foundation of the world.
我也相信到那天羔羊婚宴，每一个能够进入的新妇，也是在创世以前，神就已经看到我们每个人心里对他的事。
I don't have to explain that, right? You know what I mean?
我想我不用解释，大家都应该能够体会我的意思。
Do I understand what I just said? 不是。
我头脑明白我刚才说什么吗？不，
我不懂。But it's still true.
但是是真的。
He knows ahead of time who deep, deep, deep down wants a real relationship with the real, eternal, invisible God.
是的，在创世以前，神就知道每个人的哪些人的心里面有这种深深的对耶稣的这种感情和爱。
But whosoever will may come, the invitation goes out continually to all mankind.
但是耶稣的邀请是对每一个人，万族万民，所有的人都他都邀请来。
So now I'm getting to the heart of my message.
好
Now I'm finally at the heart.
好，我们要进入这个核心，信息的核心。
The Lord said to Abraham, "Get out, come out of her, come away from your father's country and home." And I will take you somewhere else.
好，创世纪十二章，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。”
The Lord calls Abraham with only two simple Hebrew words, "Lech lecha."
这个呼召对他只有两个希伯来词。
Lech lecha just means go yourself out, just go out, come out.
这个词就是来出去。
It can be translated a lot of ways in English, but it's just a very simple phrase meaning leave where you are and go somewhere else.
在其他语言里可能会翻成很长的一串话，但是意思就是从你现在之地出去到另外的地方去。
And as you read through the whole Bible, you start to see this phrase come up again and again and again when God is calling one of his bridal people to get close to him and to come out of the systems of this world.
我们在历史中圣经中会多次多次的看到相似的描述，就是神把他的子民从这个世界的体系中呼召出来进入到他的里面。
I can give you a few examples of how often you will find this phrase.
我们可以给几个例子。
I found a few just in the 5 minutes when I knew I was speaking tonight.
刚才我在五分钟里面找到了几个例子。
Let's look at Song of Solomon 2:6.
雅各书二章六节。
You guys have your Bibles? I don't hear a lot of pages flipping.
我们现在都不用纸的圣经了，是吗？他没听到大家翻圣经的声音。Probably
using iPhone. Am I the only one flipping my Bible?
They're probably using the cell phone.
What? They're using their cell phone? Oh, you young people. I'm so old-fashioned, I have a paper Bible.
大家都没有纸的圣经
了。And I can't find Song of Solomon. Even though I just wrote a book about it, I can't even find it yet. It's after Job in my Bible, but yeah. Oh, well, I'll read my old-fashioned Bible. Okay, because I have Hebrew and you don't. Okay, so in Song of Solomon, he comes bounding over these mountains in the distance. She hears his voice.
在雅各书就是新妇听到新郎的声音在远处。
She's busy resting under the apple tree, just enjoying being under his shade and his peaceful love.
新妇那个时候正安息在这个苹果树下来，在享受她的爱情。
And suddenly he hears this, she, the bride, she hears this voice from a distance saying, I'm coming closer, closer, closer. And she sees him like a gazelle leaping over the galaxies, leaping over mountains and obstacles to reach her quickly.
突然她就听到新郎的声音从远往近，说我来了，我来了，我来了，就是窜山越岭的越来越近的听到这个声音。
And suddenly, he's standing right behind the wall of her garden.
突然她就出现在她的这个墙壁后。
He justtook that veil that separates heaven and earth and flung it away at the speed of thought.
他那个时候就突然就是天地之间的这个阻隔突然被挪开了。
How many of you know when the Lord wants to come to you, he can do it really fast and take your breath away?
我们知道当神要来造访你的时候他可以在一瞬间就来。
You can beg him to come for months or years and think, I'm not getting anywhere.
你可能几个月几年等候在神的面前觉得什么也没得到。
Have you ever been there?
我们有没有这种经历等候神没有感觉。
Sometimes if you're as bad as I am, you think, I wonder if he's ever going to come.
有时候他也有过这样的经历觉得神不会来造访他的。
Which I repented of saying that.
当然我为此悔改了。
And all of a sudden, one night, you're lying there minding your own business.
但是有时候突然你有一天你躺在床上在想自己的事。
And suddenly, he's in your face, up close and personal, and you can't even breathe.
突然神他就会出现在你的面前让你无法呼吸这么近。
He just leapt over millions of light years in a single moment, and he's like, you called? I'm here.
好像突然越过几百万光年就是突然来到你面前说哎你在呼唤我们我在这里。
And you're like,Don't get so close.
你就会吓一跳说不要这么近。
It's true.
真的是这样。
Okay, so suddenly, she says he's gazing at me through my window. It's like her face is here, and his face is right on the other side, looking right back at her.
所以突然就像这里描述的好像是很近从主就从窗棂往里窥探。
That's in chapter 2, verse 9.
第九节。
One night I had a vision.
有一天晚上我有个异象。
All of a sudden, I saw the Lord Jesus standing, looking at me through one window or a pane of glass.
突然我就看到主耶稣是隔着一个窗户还是玻璃就在看着我很近。
I wasn't thinking about this verse. He was just there behind the glass, and we were just like looking at each other, but we couldn't touch.
那个时候我并没有想到这些经文，但是突然他就出现在就好像一个玻璃的这个阻隔，那我们俩就互相对望。
And for some reason, I just put my hand up and I just put it on the glass.
不知道为什么我突然就把手放在那个玻璃上。
And he took his hand, and he put it on the other side of the glass.
主也把手放在那边的玻璃上跟我对着。
And that was the whole vision.
这就是整个的意象。
But later when I read this passage, he reminded me.
后来我在读到这节经文，主就让我想起。
That there's such a thin, thin piece of glass that separates him from his bride right now, and soon it won't even be that piece of glass.
让我知道主和他的心腹现在之间只有一层很薄很薄很薄的这个玻璃的阻隔很快这层阻隔都会没有了。
That's why Paul in the New Testament said, right now we see through a glass darkly, but soon the veil will be completely removed, and nothing and no one will ever separate us again from our beloved.
这就是保罗在新约里面说现在我们如同对着镜子观看但是很快这层阻隔就没有我们就可以与主面对面。
And the first thing he says to her is,The exact same two words he said to Abraham.
大家知道在这里他对心腹说的两个词跟前面跟亚伯兰说的两个词是完全一样的。
My English Bible says, they put it in romantic English, rise up my love and come away with me.
英文和中文这里都说得很浪漫说我的佳偶我的美人起来与我同去。
That's fine.
这样翻译也可以。
But in Hebrew, it's those two simple, stark words. It's in the feminine, but it's lechi lach. It's just those two words, get you out and come away with me, basically.
但是在希伯来语还是跟前面同样的两个词，一个就是起来，从你现在地方离开；第二个词就是到我，去到我这里。
He's calling her to come out of all of the familiar worldly comfort zone.And to come away with him to a distant mountain where she has never been.
他就是呼召他两件事，一个就是从你现在所熟悉的这个舒适安全的这个环境区域里面出来，第二个就是要与主登上那个你不熟悉的那座山。
We see at the end of chapter 2 that she says no to that invitation at that time.
但是雅各第二章我们结束的地方，我们看到心腹拒绝了新郎的邀请。
She doesn't say no out of rebellion or disobedience.
他这样说不是出于悖逆。
She says no out of fear and insecurity.
他是因为惧怕和不安全感这样说。
You might say, how do you know that?
你们会问我怎么知道呢？
Because even after she has just says, turn my beloved, you go and run on the mountains until it's morning. You run and be like a gazelle. Turn.
因为心腹那个地方对新郎说，你要转回，就是你去，你去。
Even though she says that to him,Almost immediately after, he says, "You are all fair, my love, and I find no spot in you."
但是即使心腹刚这样说过，新郎还是说你里面是是洁净的，毫无瑕疵的。
This shows us that our weakness and our brokenness is completely different from rebellion and disobedience.
所以这里说到心腹的这个软弱和破碎与悖逆不一样。
You know, Peter had his feet washed by the Lord at that final Passover supper.
你知道彼得在最后的晚餐前，他的脚被耶稣洗过。
The Lord himself said, you are clean. You are completely clean because my word has cleansed you.
主对彼得说，你洁净了，你已经洁净了，因为我的道洁净了你。
So when Peter left the Last Supper, do you understand that the Lord's word had completely cleansed him? And he was like a fresh bride ready to go and face the difficulties of what was going to happen.
所以彼得在离开逾越节宴席的时候，他是被主洁净的，是预备要进入下面的艰难的。
And you know that the Lord predicted that very night that Peter would deny him three times that very night.
主已经预言了，在那天晚上彼得要三次不认主。
But he still promised him a destiny and a kingdom to sit and judge the 12 tribes of Israel in the millennial reign.
但是他也早已预定了彼得的这个命定，就是十二支派的。
He still promised Peter and all the disciples. He promised them a destiny that they would rule and reign and judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
他还是应许了彼得的这样的一个命定，将来他要审判十二个支派。
He still called him clean when they walked out.
他还是称他们为洁净的，当他们出去的时候。
Peter didn't plan to deny the Lord. He didn't.Work it up ahead of time that I'm going to betray him and I'm going to make him ashamed and all of that.
彼得没有计划要去卖主，他没有筹谋计划这样做。
Our weakness is not the same in the Lord's eyes as rebellion and treachery.
我们在主的眼中，我们的软弱和我们有意的悖逆是不同的。
Judas is a different matter.
犹大就不一样了。
He was a rebel from the beginning.
他一开始就是个贼。
The Bible tells us that even through those 3.5 years, he was stealing the Lord's money.
圣经说，在他跟随主的三年半，他一直都在偷钱。
Jesus knew it, but he never said much about it.
耶稣一直都知道，但是他从来没有讲。
He treated Judas with the same love and affection as the other 11, and he trusted him to go out and heal the sick and cast out demons with all the others.
他还是跟对待其他十一个人一样的信任他，爱他，让他出去做各样的服事，医病赶鬼，都是一样的。
In fact, Pastor Bernard Lee has an interesting theory about Judas.
李牧师对犹大这个主题有一个很有意思的信息。
I hope I'm getting this right. He says that he thinks that Jesus actually showed extra love to Judas in some way, knowing, even though he knew, trying to somehow win him with extra love and kindness to kind of protect him from where he was tempted to go.
在这个信息里面，就是李牧师讲到说，他可能耶稣给犹大的爱还超过给其他人的爱，更多的爱，想能够挽回犹大的心。
But at the very least, we know that he loved Judas equally.
但是至少我们知道，主对犹大的爱跟对其他门徒一样。
But Judas, it wasn't just that he was weak and broken; he deliberately schemed to betray the Lord.
那犹大不只是软弱和破碎，他是预先有计谋的要来出卖耶稣。
And so at the end, there was no restoration for that traitor. There was no restoration possible for him.
所以最后就没有这个恢复的机会了。
But Peter, the Lord loved Peter.
但是彼得，主耶稣爱彼得。
And his destiny was great, even though that one night his weakness broke through.
虽然在那一夜他有这个软弱和破碎，但是依然他的命定是很伟大的。
And even when the Lord predicted it, he already was looking ahead to when Peter would lean on his beloved and be completely restored. He was already looking ahead.
所以主耶稣就是当彼得在跟他在一起的时候，主耶稣早就预言，预看到了他的命定和未来的情况。
Because he said to Peter, you will deny me, but after you've been restored, help your brothers.
所以主对彼得说，你会跌倒，但是当你回转以后，你要帮助你的弟兄。
Do you see how he was looking ahead and giving him a destiny as a shepherd to help the others after Peter himself had been restored?
大家看到吗？主就早早的给彼得了这个预言，就是啊，当他自己恢复以后，他还要像牧人一样来牧养其他的羊。
And so in Song of Solomon, he sees his bride as making a weak and broken choice, but later he's looking ahead when she will come out of the wilderness leaning on her beloved.
所以雅各书也是一样，主看到了心腹在这个时候有软弱，没有跟他同去，但他也看到了未来他这个心腹会从旷野上来，靠着他的良人。
So that's another case where the Lord tells his bride, you need to leave where you are and come out and away, so we can be together.
所以这是第二个地方，神呼召他的心腹从你现在的状况里面出来，要跟我在一起。
Turn to Psalm 45.
诗篇四十五篇。
If you don't want to turn to it, I'm sure it's behind me on the screen.
诗篇四十五篇。
And we won't read the whole psalm, and it's an incredible psalm about the king and his wedding day.
这是一篇非常美的描述王和他的这个婚礼之日的篇章。
If we studied Psalm 45, you would see that it is very, very much about the Lord Jesus on his wedding day with his bride from all the nations.
我们如果仔细的学习诗篇四十五篇，就会看到主耶稣作为新郎在那一天跟万国的这个心腹在一起的这个婚礼的日子。
And then in verse 10 it says this.
第十节。
Listen, O bride, O daughter, listen and incline your ear.
女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听。
Forget your own people and leave your father's house.
不要纪念你的民和你的父家。
For the king is enthralled with your beauty and he desires you.
王就羡慕你的美貌。他是你的主，你当敬拜他。
Do you see that same message to the bride?
是不是相似的信息？
What did he say to Abraham? Come out from your father's house, for I desire you.
他对亚伯兰也是说同样的话，你要从你的父家要离开，要出来，因为我配得你这样做。
And the king and the Lord said to Abraham, If you do this, I will make you a father of many nations. You will have sons you didn't even know where they sprang up from.
亚伯兰说，主对亚伯兰说，如果你这样做，你会成为多国的父，会有很多子孙从你而出。
And he says the same thing to the bride here in Psalm 45.
这里也是同样的。
In verse 16.
十六节。
He says to the bride, instead of your fathers will be your children. In other words, instead of thinking about the people that went before you, you'll be so busy producing a fruitful field of children that will be your inheritance, a father to many, a mother to many.
这里也说到，不要再纪念你的父家、你的列祖，你是要来，你有很多的子孙要来接续你的列祖，你要立他们在全地作王，你会有很多的子孙。
We see the same thing at the end of Song of Solomon, where he has her out in the vineyards, and they are fruitful together, gathering in the harvest before the end.
雅各书的最后，我们也看到新郎和新妇在同在葡萄园中，这个葡萄园是结果累累的，就是这个意思。
We see this again in Hosea 2:14.
何西阿书二章十四节。
Now I have to find Hosea. Here it is.Okay, Hosea 2:14. The Lord says, Behold, I will allure her, and I will bring her out into the wilderness, and I will speak comfortably to her there, so she will learn to sing to me.
何西阿书二章十四节，后来我必劝导她，领她到旷野，对她说安慰的话。
He promises her vineyards in the wilderness as if it's a place of fruitfulness for the bride.
在这里他就应许这个新妇从旷野中我要赐给你一个葡萄园。
He says instead of the valley of trouble, which in Hebrew you see as Achor, he says instead of the valley of trouble, I'll open a door of hope.
这里说要让他离开这个雅各谷，这个雅各谷就是很多患难困难的谷，要进入指望的门。
Once again, you see the Lord calling his bride up, out, and away.
再一次我们看到新郎在呼唤这个新妇要起来，要离开。
In October of last year, I had a vision.
去年十月份我有一个异象。
It was a dream, but you know, it was one of those dreams that was more like a vision.
是一个梦，但是就是更像异象的一个梦。
In the dream, I was busy with a lot of people that I was telling them stuff, but they weren't receiving it. I was like almost contending with them.
在梦中好像我在教导很多人，但是他们不领受，所以我就好像在努力。
I'm not even sure what we were talking about.
我都不确定当时我们在讲什么话。
But I was working really, really hard to try to make these points, and everywhere there was like a busy kind of opposition and distraction.
但是在梦中我是努力的在陈述我的观点，但是从很多人来一些反对的话语。
And in that moment in the dream, I felt a feeling of kind of like difficulty, tiredness, and stress as I was fighting my way through these arguments.
我的感受就是在这个争论当中，我觉得很难，也很累，然后也很有压力。
And all of a sudden, I felt the Father's hand. Did you ever see someone pick up a little kitten by the back of their neck and just like take them somewhere?
大家有没有见过一个大人突然从那个对小孩子从他后面把他抓起来，把他提到另外一个地方去？
To my complete shock, I felt him pick me up like by the back of my shirt and just lift me up, out, and away from what I was busy. I was still in the middle of a conversation.
就是我在还在忙着讲话，神突然从我的后面把我提起来，把我提离开。
And it was obviously my spirit because I was light as a feather. I mean, he just picked me up like I was a feather.
就当然是指我的灵，因为好像我很轻，像羽毛一样。
And my mind was thinking, no, 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 I'm doing something. I'm busy. I don't want to go.
我的脑子还在想着，哎呀，我不要离开，我正在跟他们讲话呢，我不要离开。
I was literally being pulled up, out, and away from something.
就是我从这在这个场景当中被抓的离开了。
And I only heard one sentence from the Lord.
我只听见主说了一句话
I am separating you.
我要把你拉分离开
And when I heard that sentence, I actually felt sad, scared, and lonely.
我听到这句话，我其实心里很难过，也觉得很孤单
I didn't feel emotions of, oh, good Lord, we're going to just be you and me. I didn't feel that way.
我没有感情上觉得，哎呀，很好，主啊，终于我和你两个人在一起
I felt these emotions of, no, I'll be lonely. I don't want to be separated. It was just an emotional response in my soul in this vision.
但是我的感觉就是我不想要被分开，我会觉得很孤单的。
I really didn't understand what that was about, but it was just, that was all I got.
那个意象我也不明白是什么意思，就是这些。
But I believe it's really part of this bridal message that we're going to be speaking about. Come out of her, my people.
但是我觉得是跟现在的信息是有关的，就是心腹要从现在这个状况中离开。
Brother Bob is going to be sharing about many aspects of this as well. He always has a different edge, so we never step on each other's toes at all.
Bob 会从另外的角度来分享这个信息，我们各有各的角度。
We constantly see the Lord saying, not to any old people, not to everyone in general, but to his selected bride, come with me. We have something to do together. Take your eyes off of them.
我们常常会听到主不是对所有的人或者任何的人说，而是对他特别拣选的心腹说，要从某一个环境中间离开，要跟我一起同去，我们一同来做我的事情。
Even the disciples said to Yeshua, "Why don't you just reveal yourself to the whole world?"
即使门徒都在问他说，主啊，你为什么不把自己显给全世界的人看呢？
He said, "To you, my bride, have been given the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven."
主说，只有对于你们这些被拣选的主的心腹，才把天国的奥秘彰显给你们。
In another scripture, he said, "Let the dead bury their dead, but as for you, you follow me."
另外一个地方，主说让死人去埋葬死人吧，但是你要跟随我。
I'll bet each of you can think of four or five scriptures where both in the New Testament, Jesus is separating out his bride from the general people that don't really get it or don't want it.
我们每个人都能在新旧约中找出不少的章节，就是主要把他所拣选的人跟其他的人要分开。
And in Matthew 6, that's one example where the Lord says,The religious people love to pray publicly and loud and wearing beautiful religious garments.
马太福音第六章有个地方讲到说，宗教人士很喜欢穿得很华丽啊，在这个外面就是大声的祷告。
The common people would marvel at how beautiful their rabbinic garments are and how long and fervent are their prayers in the synagogue.
一般很多人都会很羡慕他们觉得哇他们穿着这么华丽的这样的宗教的衣服然后他们祷告词是这么样的长这么样的华丽
And the ordinary people thought, boy, I'll never be that godly. I just go out fishing every day and, you know, God's cool. He's nice, but I'm not like those people.
普通人就会想说，哎呀，神是很好，但是我做不到像宗教人士那样，那个样子的，那种好像的属灵，所以我还是去钓鱼，做点其他轻松的事吧。
And the Lord just doesn't look at what we look like to the outside eye.
其实主根本就不从外貌来看我们。
He has eyes of fire.
他是有火焰般的眼目。
I call them laser eyes.
我叫他称他们为激光般的眼目。
He's not impressed by the garments that we wear or the way we jump or look fervent to others.
他不是很在乎我们穿的什么样的衣服或者在人面前是怎么样的舞蹈动作。
He's not impressed by how long or how loud we pray.
我们祷告多长或者多大声，主并不在乎。
His eyes see straight through to the deepest desires and motives of our heart.
主就直接看到你心里的你的这个内心深处的动机，你的心。
Our thoughts,
我们的思想
are broadcast in heaven 24/7 live web streaming to every being before the throne.
我们的心思其实就像是24小时一直在对着天在发射我们里面真实的状况。
When Bob was taken to heaven, he tried to hide, and he learned a lesson that you can't hide anything in heaven, not even what you're thinking.
当 Bob 有一次经历，他被提到天上，他就想躲藏起来。后来他学到说，你在天上没有办法把自己隐藏。
And many other people that have gone to heaven have said, everybody on earth, their thoughts are being web-streamed 24/7.
很多有去天堂经历人都知道说在地上人的每一个思想都被赤裸裸的打到天堂的就像屏幕上一样能够看到
Just that one reality should put the fear of the Lord in every one of us right now
就这一点的事实就应该让我们对主有极大的敬畏
I really fear the Lord because I know he can read my thoughts and they're not always very nice
我真的非常敬畏神因为我知道他能够明白我知道我所有的心思而且我很多心思是不洁的
But because I fear him, I quickly try to fix them as fast as I can.
但是因为我敬畏他，所以我常常很快的要来改变我的心思。
And then within a microsecond, another bad one is in there, and I have to fix that.
但是很快，可能另外一个不好的心思又跳出来，我要很快的再去改变那个心思。
But at least we're fighting the good fight.
但是至少我们在打美好的仗。
And so the Lord penetrated those hypocrites with his laser eyes, and he said,Don't be like them, being religious in the public eye.
但是主用他激光般的眼睛，就是直直的看到那个假冒伪善的人的心，所以他就说，不要像那些假冒伪善的人。
He said, "Come away with me, my beloved. Go in that little tiny room and shut the door."
主说，跟我进到内室里面来，关上门。
He was saying the same thing that his father had been saying all through the Bible. My bride needs to come away into the king's chamber, into the secret place, up, out, and away.
这也跟主在旧约里面说的一样，我的子民要来从他们中间要离开，要进到这个内室，进到密室里来。
Now I want to ask you a question, and each of you think in your own heart how you would answer it. You don't have to raise your hands.
我问大家一个问题，大家在心里面想，不用回答。
At this exact season in your life, wherever you are, age or job or whatever,
在我们现在所处的人生的季节里面，不管你的工作、你的生活状况是怎么样
，Do you feel inside that there's a pull coming on your life or on your heart from the Lord Jesus that in some language or some way He's saying, "I want to separate you out. I want you for myself. I'm pulling on you. I'm tugging on your heart."
你有没有从内心 真实的感受到主要就是好像要把你 拉出来就是从你的这个状况中间来拽出来把你的心跟他
Do you ever actually feel that he's jealous for more of you than what you're giving him?
你有没有感觉到你今天给主的其实这是主的心意是不满足他是一个嫉妒的神他要更多
Can you relate to that feeling?
大家有没有过这种的感觉就是主在你的心里有这样的一个强烈的这个吸引
I believe that the majority of you are feeling some sense that the Lord wants to I'm not saying all of you will have to quit normal marketplace jobs it's not always about that
不是说你们现在要从自己的工作生活中间离开不是外面的意思
In some occasions he will actually pull people out of the marketplace to do something but that's not the normal pull
可能在有些情况下主要我们离开现在的工作或者是、这个状况 要离开但是不是、普通
It's more a very deep and unseen separation and consecration of your deepest place inside you
是其实是更多的是在你内心的最深处的一个分离一个向着他的一个分离
What do you do when you're bored?
当你感到无聊的时候，你一般做什么
？Is anybody here bored sometimes？
有的时候，我们大家有没有感觉到有些无聊或者没事情做
？What's the first thing that pops in your mind when you're bored？
当你感觉无聊的时候，你第一件想做的事情是什么
？I think I'll fast and pray and be with Jesus now。
我想就是在主的面前祷告和进食。
Most of us don't think that when we're bored。
我们中间大多数可能在你无聊的时候不会先想到这件事。
Most of us think I'll go eat something。
或者去吃点东西。
I'll go watch something on TV.
看点电视。
I'll check my emails.
看看我的邮件。
I'll text somebody.
我给什么人发个信息。
I'll get on YouTube.
我要到 YouTube 看看。
Blah, 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 blah.
有好多好多要做的事情。
Most of us have, and I'm exactly like you.
我其实也是跟大家。
Most of us have these little mechanisms that we do when we're bored.
当我们无聊的时候，我们会想到这些的事情去做。
And very few of us run into Jesus's arms at that moment.
我们真的很少人在这个无聊的时候会第一时间跑到耶稣的怀里。
Am I right?
是不是啊
？That hurts his heart.
这种情况让主很伤心。
He wants to be your first love.
他要成为你的第一的爱。
It says in Deuteronomy, and it's as relevant, more relevant to the New Testament bride even than to Israel. You shall love me with all your heart, all your soul, mind, will, and emotions, and all the strength within you.
这就是在新约和旧约到处都在讲到的，说你要尽心、尽意、尽力的来爱主。
Who are you engaged to?
你是嫁给谁了呢
？Do you think you're just saved so you don't have to go to hell?
你想你得救仅仅是不去地狱而已吗
？Did he only die just to rescue us from eternal hell？
他献上自己的生命牺牲，只是为了让你不下地狱而已吗
？Didn't Jesus say the kingdom of heaven is like a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son？
他没有说吗？天国就像一个王要给一个婚宴给他的儿子。
Matthew 22:2 says that。
马太福音二十二章二节这么说。
The last parable Jesus tells is that the kingdom of heaven is like a wedding supper that the father gave to find a worthy bride for his son.
这是耶稣在世上讲的最后一个比喻，就是天国好像一个王给自己儿子摆设娶亲的宴席。
And the father invited tons of people to come to that banquet.
这个父王，这个天父就邀请了很多很多人来参加宴席。
But almost all of them were too busy texting.
但是大部分人都太忙了，或者在发信息。
And emailing.
发邮件。
And watching whatever your favorite action TV show is.
看自己喜欢的电视节目。
Or blah 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 blah.
或者等等一些。
Most of them were too busy to put aside everything and come away and be with the king at his secret table.
大部分人都太忙了，以至于无法从自己的忙碌的生活中出来，跟主一同到他的隐秘处，他的婚宴的桌子。
At the end of the age, one final desperate cry goes out to the bride in Revelation chapter 18.
在启示录十八章到最后的时间，心腹有一个呼喊。
I think it might prove interesting that the number is 18, and I'm not going to say any more than that.
我觉得很有意思，是在第十八章，但是我不会解释这是为什么在十八章。
This is the very, very end of the final judgments and plagues and anger of the Lord against those who have hated His Son without a cause.
这是最后在全地最终的审判和所有对就是恨主的人的一个可怕的一个审判。
And what does He say? Come out of her, out of mystery Babylon.
就说什么说出来离开这个神秘的巴比伦
The first thing he said in Genesis to Abraham is Come out, leave your father's idols and come away with me Here he's saying it in the last pages of Revelation
所以从创世纪他呼召亚伯兰从他拜偶像的父家要出来一直到最后启示录他还在呼召心腹要出来
Come away with me
要出来要跟我同去
Leave this world behind
把这个世界留在后面。
Are, am I not better to you than 10 husbands?
难道有我不比有比有十个丈夫更好吗？
Am I not better to you than even the greatest entertainment the world has to offer?
难道我不比世界上最好的娱乐还要好得多吗？
If someone said tomorrow I will put $1,000,000 in your bank account,
如果有人明天说我会把一百万放在你的账户里
，and all your financial worries will just be over forever.
你所有的经济的问题都会解决了。
Am I not better to you than that $1,000,000?
难道我不比这个百万的一百万更好更好
？If your heart isn't sure of the answer, you need to go home tonight and spend a little time with Jesus and make sure that you know that He knows that He is your first love.
如果你对这个问题的答案都不确定，你今天晚上一定要回去跟耶稣有一些时间，让他知道你知道他是你啊第一的爱人。
There's only one kind of bride he will marry.
耶稣只会迎娶一类的心腹。
You know a dove doesn't have any side vision.
你知道这个鸽子的眼睛是没有侧视的这个视力。
A dove mates once for life, only has one mate.
鸽子是终身是一个配偶。
A dove is loyal.
鸽子是很忠贞的，忠贞的。
And in Song of Solomon, when he says, "You have the eyes of a dove,"
雅各书新郎说你有鸽子的眼睛。
It means you don't need to put blinders on to look at Jesus. Your eyes are fixed on Him in your spirit realm.
就是在你的灵里面，你的眼睛是只对准耶稣，是没有其他的侧光去看其他东西的。
You really have eyes for one.
你真的眼目里只有他一位。
You live for an audience of one pair of eyes.
你只为这一位观众而活。
How many of us live to be approved of by men?
多少人是为了人的这个肯定而活？
Do I look good enough for men?
我看起来形象怎么样？
When I say men, it could be men or women.
我在人前的形象怎么样？
Am I smart enough that they'll respect me?
我是不是够聪明，别人就可以尊重我？
Did I solve the problems well enough that they'll give me a promotion or honor me?
我是不是能很好的解决问题，他们就能够提升我？
Do I make enough money that I won't be ashamed when I go out with my friends who have nicer cars?
我是不是能挣的是足够多的钱，跟有钱的朋友出去不会感觉羞愧？
Will the other kids treat me nice at school or will they make fun of me?
其他孩子在学校对我好吗？还是会取笑我？
All of us have insecurities about the approval of others.
我们所有的人都是有不安全感在内心，对于别人对自己的看法。
That is called the fear of man.
这就是惧怕人。
No bride can have the fear of man, or she's not worthy of the Jewish bridegroom king.
新妇对人要没有惧怕，不然她就不配她的新郎。
Now, if you recognize in your own heart the fear of man, which I think is a very, very common heart condition,
如果在你的心里你发现你有这样的状况，其实这是非常非常普遍的。
It's not going to disappear tonight just because you agree with what I'm saying.
它不会因着你今天的看对这个事情的看见而立刻消失。
It's a deep, deep stronghold in the human heart to want to be loved, accepted, and admired by those around us.
这是人类心中一个非常坚固的营垒，要被人爱，要被人接纳，要被人喜欢。
I'm not above it myself.
我自己没有完全的脱离。
We're all in this together.
我们大家都在这种状况里。
Just because I'm standing on this ridiculously high platform doesn't mean my heart doesn't struggle with the same things as you.
我站在讲台上并不说明我这些问题都已经解决了。
However, I've made great improvements.
但是我真的有很大的进步。
Because I tell myself constantly, you are the one whose opinion will matter on that day.
因为我常常不断告诉自己，到那一天你是唯一重要的。
When I stand before you, Lord Yeshua,
耶稣啊，当我站在你面前的那一天，
I'm not going to be able to point to the people who liked me or criticized me or praised me.
我没有办法那个时候指着他们是喜欢我的，他们是不喜欢我的，我不会这样做。
In one split second, his opinion of me is going to shoot through the deepest place in my soul. How he feels about the way I lived my life and responded to his love.
在那一瞬间，只有他对我的看法，他对我这一生如何过的看法会进到进来。
Can you see that moment now in your heart?
你心里今天能够想象那个时刻吗
？Close your eyes for 1 minute.
闭上眼睛一分钟。
This isn't the end. I'm just saying, close your eyes for a minute.
我们大家闭上眼睛一分
钟。I just want you to picture that you are at the end of your life and you're standing before the throne.
设想一下，我们在那一天，在那一刻，我们站在宝座面前。
And his eyes are gazing deeply into your life, and you see your entire life flash before you.
他的眼睛深深地看到你的里面，也看到你的一生，怎么样生活的景况。
And in his eyes, you see his appreciation for the way you loved him.
在他的眼中，你看到他对你这一生爱他的这个赞许。
You see his joy to have you close to him.
你看到他因着你这一生一直在靠近他，他的喜悦。
You see how much he treasured your weighty destiny and what you did for his people. He treasured the heavy destiny that he gave you and that you stewarded well.
他非常宝贵，你一直在持守他给你的这个命定，而且很好的活出来。
The only thing that's flooding your soul right now is how Jesus feels about you. Amen.
今天在你心中唯一重要的就是耶稣怎么样看待你，对不对？
Now, if you want, you can open your eyes again.
我们可以把眼睛睁
开。I wanted you to go to that moment because it's literally a few minutes away for all of us. It's a blink of an eye.
我们刚才有这样的一个一分钟，是因为到那个时候确实就在一瞬间，就是这样。
We don't know.How long we'll be on this earth, okay?
我们不知道我们在这地上还会有多久。
It could be tomorrow we're before the Lord, or it could be in 2021. But that doesn't matter when, because to Him there is no time.
也可能是明天，也可能是在一段时间以后，但是这个不重要。
In the scheme of eternity, it's really just a few minutes away that we'll be before the throne. Amen.
从永恒来看，我们要到宝座面前就是这么一瞬间，很短的时间了，对吗
？So whose opinion is going to help you on that day？
所以到那一天，谁对你的看法最重要呢
？The rich and the powerful will be eaten by worms。
有钱的人和有能力的人都就是消失了。
Their wealth will be stolen and enjoyed by other wicked men。
他们的财富已经被其他人拿去了，被其他人享用了。
The people that they thought loved them are not going to be there to help them as the devil is dragging them down to hell.
他们认为爱他们的那些人也没有办法帮助他，可能那些人已经被魔鬼拖去了。
There's only one opinion that will matter on that day, and therefore there's only one opinion that matters today.
因为在那一天，只有一个人的看法才有决定意义，所以在今天，就是他的看法对你有决定的意义。
So to become a bridal people does not mean that you're a really romantic person.
所以成为新妇不是你要成为一个浪漫的人。
To be bridal means to be a people of covenant who have eyes for the one on the throne.
成为新妇就是说你有一个约，你的眼目只看到宝座上的那一位。
Loyal love.
忠诚的爱。
Steady, faithful love.
持续的爱，
Just consistently love. You know, love that doesn't go up and down with your circumstances.
持续的靠得住的爱。
Can you love him on your worst day?
你在你最差的情况下，你依然爱他吗
？Can I?
我能吗
？I must ask myself every question I'm asking you.
我问大家的问题，每一个我都问自己。
To be a bride means you walk in the same covenantal obedience as your bridegroom king.
做新妇就是你，当你新郎再回来以前，你一直在这个约的顺服里面。
To be a bride means to love him with the equal passion that he loves you.
做新妇就是你要爱他，如同他爱你那样的强度。
In our human capacity, we cannot possibly love him the way he loves us.
在人的能力里，我们没有办法像他爱我们那样爱他。
Do you agree?
大家同意吗
？Well, then, how can he expect that of us?
那他为什么这样期待我们呢
？You know the answer, don't you?
大家知道答案是吗
？Holy Spirit, come and reveal to my heart the heart of my bridegroom King.
是因为圣灵在我的里面，他就启示神对我的爱。
This is a prayer I do pray regularly.Holy Spirit, enlarge my heart
这是我经常的一个祷告，圣灵啊，来扩展我的心。
Enlarge my capacity to love you.
扩展我爱你的能力。
Yeshua said, "The way my Father loves me, He said, I pray that that same love, that intensity, would be in them for me, just the way my Father loves me. Let them love me."
耶稣就有过这样祷告说，天父如何爱我，也让啊他们也让我们如何来爱他，像天父的爱一样。
So he prayed to his father that we would love him with the same passion and yearning and intensity that his father loves him with.
所以他向天父祷告，使我们可以如同天父爱他那样的去来爱他，那样的强烈，那样的持续。
Do you believe any prayer of Jesus to his father will go unanswered?
你认为耶稣对天父的祷告会不成就吗？
This will comfort you greatly. What we're saying now, this is a comfort to you.
这应该对我们是一个安慰，一个鼓励。
He said, "Father, I desire that they would be with me where I am."
他向父祷告说：“主啊，我在哪里，要让他们和我一同在哪里。
”You think the father won't answer that prayer of his son?
你认为天父会不同意他儿子的祷告吗
？He said, "Father, I desire that they would see my glory where I am."
他向天父祷告说：“主啊，我要让他们看到我的荣耀。
”Will the father answer that prayer?
天父会同意儿子的祷告吗？
He said, "Father, I desire that they would love me with the same intensity that you love me."
他祷告说：“父啊，我愿他们爱我，如同你爱我那样的强度。”
Will the Father answer His Son's prayer?
天父会同意这样的祷告吗？
Isn't that good news for us?
他真的是对我们来说是个好消息。
It means we have someone on our side.
意思就是说有人站在我们这一边。
We have an advocate in heaven who wants us to equally love our bridegroom King.
我们有一位在天上，他要来帮助我们。就是当耶稣再来的时候，我们对他的爱与他对我们是一样的强烈。
Now we all live in this world, but Jesus told us not to be of the values of this world.
我们都活在世上，但是耶稣告诉我们说，不要活在世界的体系价值观里面。
By the time we get to Revelation 18,
当我们来到启示录十八章
，Every person on earth is forced to make a life or death choice.
那个时候，在地上所有的人都要做一个生死的决定。
By the time we get to Revelation 18, the choice is just about over.
当我们启示录十八章这个地方，这个决定基本已经做完了。
There's a life and death choice in terms of your physical survival on earth.
首先，这是一个你活在地上的一个生死之间的决定。
And at the same terrible moment, there's a life and death choice about where you'll spend eternity in your soul.
就是在同时在那一刻在灵里面就是你的永恒要怎么样过的生死也已经决定了。
And how many of you know that those are opposite choices?
大家都知道这两个决定是决然相反的。
In other words, in that day, if you choose to save your physical life on this earth, you will lose your eternal life. If you choose to lose your life on this earth, you will gain a reward that no one can ever take away from you.
就是在那一天你要选择来保守自己地上生命的将要丧掉你永恒的生命。在那一天你在地上愿意失去你的生命的会得着永恒的生命。
And so he warns and he warns and he warns until the last warning.
所以他一直警告我们警告我们警告我们一直到最后一刻还在警告。
He invites and invites and invites until the door closes.
他一直在邀请邀请邀请所有的人一直到门关上的时候。
We hear his voice echoing over the mountains, over and over through the scriptures and through history.
透过历史透过经文我们一直听到他这样邀请的这个回声一直在我们耳边。
Come away with me.
要出来与我同去。
Come out of her. Come out of Babylon, my people.
要我的民啊要从巴比伦出来。
My sister, my bride, leave your father's house. Forget your people and come because the king desires you.
我的妹子，我的心腹，要从你的父家，要从你的的民中间要来出来，因为我配得你这样做。
And the bride answers him in the way that we will answer him tonight.
新妇要来这样回应新郎，就像我们今天晚上一会要回应的。
She says, "Okay."
她说好的。
She says, "All right, set me as a seal, brand me onto your heart, and kiss my name on your hands, so you'll never, never lose sight of me."
他说好的要把我放在你的心上如印记戴在臂上如戳记。
It's almost like she's saying, put a picture of my face in those nail prints in your hands. So every time you see your wounds, you'll see my face. Put me on your hands. Put me on your heart forever.
就是好像给新郎说，把我放在你的心上如印记，臂上如戳记，好像把我的这个照片来放在你的手上。你每一次看到手上的钉痕里面有我。
She says, "Love is a vehement flame of fire."
说爱情是一个火焰。
She says, "Love is as strong as death, and jealousy is stronger than the pull of the grave."
说爱情如死之坚强，记恨如阴间之残忍。
And in the Hebrew, it actually says, "The flames of love are the fires of Yah's heart." Yah is the name of God, the covenant nickname of God. It's Yahweh or Yehovah or Yahuwah, but it's Yah is the short form of God's name.
就说爱这个爱情的火焰是神的心中的这个火焰。
And so in the Hebrew of Song of Solomon, it actually says, "The flames of your jealousy are the very flames burning in Yah's heart to have you, to pull you out of the grave."
所以在希伯来词中言说，这个嫉妒的这个爱的火焰，就是神心中这个火焰，要把你拉进来他的心中。
That's His love for us. His commitment to us is more powerful a magnet.On our soul than the devil's terrible pull into the pit.
这就是他心中对我们这个爱的这个力量，这个火是如此的强大，他对我们这个拉的这个力要远远大过魔鬼对我们这个拉力。
Once I was really struggling because I didn't understand the Song of Solomon. It just made no sense to me.
以前我是不明白雅歌书，我看不懂。
And I said, Lord, I love the poetry of that sentence.
我说主啊，我喜欢这个诗歌。
It's so nice to write a song, love is strong as death and jealousy is stronger than the grave. I said, that sounds really great.
写一个情歌说爱比死之坚强，嫉妒如阴间之残忍，这个很美丽啊，很好啊。
But I said, honestly, I don't really understand what that means.
但是我真的不明白是什么意思。
And the Lord said to me, it's easy.
主说很简单。
He said, it means I want you more than Satan wants you.
他说是因为我要你要远远超过魔鬼要你的力量。
And when he said that, I saw like this giant tug of war.
当他一说这个话，我突然就看到一个拔河比赛。
Do you have that in your culture where two teams will pull on a rope and you know?
两队在拔河。
He just showed me this giant tug of war for the human soul and where it's going to end up.
他就让我看到这个其实对人心的争夺的这个拔河比赛。
And he said, "Love wins."
他说我的爱赢了。
I want you more than the enemy wants you, and I'm going to pull harder so love is stronger than death, and my jealousy to have a bride is stronger than that magnet of the grave that wants everything to get sucked into death.
因为我对你的爱要远远超过那个魔鬼对你的这个力量，所以爱比死之坚强就是这个意思。我对爱的这个嫉妒要远远的超过这个死亡的这个力量，所以嫉妒如阴间之残忍就是这个意思。
Right now, we're still very much within the world system, and that's not wrong that we buy and sell, that we go to the grocery store, that we work and get a paycheck. Right now, that is fully within the boundaries of God's love.
今天我们还在这个世上生活，照样的工作买卖，这个还在神的这个界限里面。
But not if we're compromising His covenant in the work that we do.
但是不是说我们在我们要做的事情里面妥协跟神的约？
But the day is coming when we're going to have to make a really hard choice because we're actually going to be asked to take some kind of implant under our skin or some kind of mark that becomes part of our biology and it won't be okay.
但是确实有一天挑战会来到那一天我们要面临着可能要在我们的身体上或者皮下来植入一个晶体或者是印上一个印记魔鬼的印记这个是不行的。
As long as it's a plastic card, it's not a part of your biological system.
如果我们用的还是这个，就是信用卡，这些是塑料的卡，它还不是在你的身体的系统里面，生理的系统里面。
You can throw a card in the fire. You can throw a card in the dumpster.
你可以把卡扔掉。
But the day that they tell you that they're going to insert the electronic information into the skin of your hand or your forehead, you better be ready to come out of her fast.
但是有一天，如果你被要求要用电子的这个或者是晶片，要植入你的手臂内，或者是植入你的额头的里面，你一定要从这个里面出来。
And the consequences of not taking it will be so devastating to us and our families that only the bride who has made herself ready will have the inner strength to say no.
但是你要知道，你拒绝这样做，这个世界的这个要做的这个事情是要有很大的代价的。只有心腹在里面才有力量能够这样做。
I used to think I could just coast along with everything nice, and on that day, I was sure I would just say no later. I just thought I could just go along my life normally, and I knew I would be strong enough later to do it. To say no.
我一直认为我是会一直很坚定的这样走到那一天我会很容易的就是来拒绝这些体系
But I was wrong.
但是我错了
And the Lord had to take me through some very, very painful trials to show me I am not at all prepared for the pressure and the intense pressure that's going to be brought to bear on the bride.
主其实告诉我，就是也透过很多的试炼告诉我，我还不够预备好，要真的面临那一天那么巨大巨大的压力。
There's only one weapon that will give us what we need to be the bride on the day when it will cost us everything.
到那一天我们要付上所有代价的时候，只有一个武器能够帮助我们。
Love.
爱。
Love is stronger than the beast. Love is stronger than death.
因为只有爱能够胜过死亡，只有爱。
But it's a love that isn't superficial. It has to be cultivated now by loving him more than all these other things.
但是不是那一刻突然神迹般的出现，而是今天我们就要开始来预备积累这种爱。
We practice sacrificing now.
我们现在就要来操练怎么样来做牺牲。
So that it will be second nature later.
到时候就会成为我们的一个天性了。
And so I think the call of the Lord tonight that he wants us to just begin this set of teachings is come away with me.
所以我想今天晚上神对大家的信息就是要从这个中间出来要跟我同去预备自己。
When you go home tonight,
今天晚上你回去的时候
give yourself at least 10 minutes to just be with the Lord and tell him that you want to put him first in all things.
今天晚上回去要给自己和主至少十分钟的时间告诉他说我要把你放在一切事物之前
Let's just close and I'll play a little music just to help you respond in your hearts
好我会来演奏一些音乐让大家来预备回应自己的心
Is it possible to get a mic up at the piano if I want to sing? Thank you so much
Thank you, Margaret Yeah, that's the message If anybody wants to pray, they can
大家有祷告可以自由祷告
Song of Solomon 8:6 if you want to read it in the Chinese in your Bible so you can follow.
Will you inscribe my name upon your hands? Seal it in your heart. Oh, for your love is as strong as death. Your jealousy stronger than flames are the very flames of Yah. They're burning in our bridegroom king and
the Lord in your heart. Tell him that he is your first love, your only love. Ask him to stir up and awaken the flame of love in your heart. Your bride to yourself. Call her up, out, and away, Lord. It doesn't matter where we are physically on this earth, Lord. It's our hearts that come away to the secret place with you. Awaken your bride, Lord. Set her apart for your pleasure. Bride worthy of you, Lord Jesus. Amen.